know, I find it increasingly more difficult when introducing a speaker. And I'm sure that our brother finds it very difficult from time to time. The rest of our brothers as well. This evening, I feel that this message was given to me by the Lord, that it was given some weeks ago, and in the process of time, I decided that I was going to preach on another subject. And the subject was the Holy Ghost. But for the past week, I've had a recurring dream. And each evening, or each night, I thought about this, the subject of this sermon. And so I feel that the Holy Spirit was working, trying to instruct me. Some weeks ago, I was in a meeting where there was a gentleman that was speaking, and he told about his experiences with God. And he ended up, or during the sermon, he made several statements that really grated me the wrong way. And the problem came when he was talking about the Church of Christ. And he said it really doesn't make a difference what church you belong to. It really doesn't make a difference what the name of the church is. And it really, in essence, doesn't make a difference what's found in Christ's church. Well, I take exception to that. One of my brothers stood to his feet, and he says it does make a difference. That he had witness that this was the Church of Christ, that the name of the church does make a difference. It does make a difference what you're called. And it does make a difference of the authority of Jesus Christ. And you know, one of the things that has kept coming to my mind is my own conversion to Christ. Oh, I believed in Christ. I have always believed in Christ. I have always believed in the structure of the church. But I have been mistaken from time to time in believing that it didn't make a difference, or it made a difference, but I was right and everyone else was wrong. And you know, this is something that has come to me in this song that we just sang, Sweet Peace, the Gift of God's Love. It has one verse in there that kind of stood out to me as we sang it. And it's in the second verse. It's the second line of the second verse. It says, no other foundation is laid. And you know, that's the truth. No other foundation has been laid concerning the Church of Christ except the foundation that God has laid. The foundation that Jesus Christ himself came and delivered into this earth. And that's the big difference between churches, is that we believe in the inspiration and the guidance of our Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And I'd like to begin by reading out of the Bible. It's Acts. And it's just one verse. It's the 11th chapter of Acts. And it's kind of taking a little bit out of context. But it says, "And when he had found him," this is Barnabas to Saul, to Saul. It says, "When he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians," first at Antioch. Christians. You know, there's a lot of people in the world today that are called Christians. In fact, I had the opportunity yesterday to visit one of the very fine-looking churches of Kansas City. I was invited to a wedding. And this was a very ornate church. Very beautiful. When you walked in, there was statues, there was wall hangings, there was a statue of Christ on the cross, there was gold, and all of these statues were of antique white. And there was beautiful stained glass windows in this church depicting the gospel of Christ. His crucifixion, his birth, his life, and his crucifixion. It was a beautiful church. But yet, for me, there was not much feeling there. In all of its beauty, there was yet emptiness. And this is what really endeared me to this local when I first became acquainted with it, was that there was beauty. All the beauty was not in a fine ornate things, not a fine building, beautiful stained glass windows. In fact, when I first became acquainted with the church, we entered in through the stairs out back into the basement. But I want you to know, and I want to testify to this, and I feel that my testimony is true. I testify to the fact that When you walked in, you felt the Spirit of God. Oh, the people didn't dress in fine clothing. They were neat in appearance, but, you know, they didn't dress in real rich, fine clothing, didn't wear jewelry. But their soul emanated with the love of Jesus Christ. Some years later, like I say, I thought I knew everything. I thought I was in the right place, but God brought me up short. I went to a sacrament service one morning. It was a reunion, and many of you have heard my testimony of that, but I'm going to share it with you again because I feel it's important, because this is the foundation that was laid. I went to a sacrament service at Missouri Reunion, and I was sitting next to Grandma Smith. And I kind of believed something special was going to happen that morning, but I didn't know what it was. Well, I soon found out. I was raised up to where I could see the congregation. And I was talked to, and I was told to watch. And I watched, and there was a strain that shot out from each person to another and to another until it made a web. And I was asked, do you know what that is? And I said, no. And it was the pure love of Christ that was in the hearts of that people. And then I was told that's where I belonged. Well, for me, that was quite a step. Even though I loved the people of the Church of Christ and I was very close to the people here at the East Local, there was still some things that seemed to bother me. Things that the church that I was going to had in them that I believed in. And so I would talk to others, try to find out what to do. And one of our dear brothers that has passed on, Brother Kenneth, I called him and talked to him. And he said, the only thing you can do is claim the promise that's in the Book of Mormon. He said, in the back of the Book of Mormon, it says that if you'll read these words, now I'm paraphrasing, but if you can read these words without doubting, that God will manifest the truth to you. Well, it wasn't the words that bothered me. But I prayed. And I prayed for a long time. And yet, the Spirit of God started working slowly. It wasn't a thus saith the Spirit. It wasn't a revelation to me. But finally, one day, I got to thinking about the things that had caused a difference in my mind between the Church of Christ and the church that I was a member of. And it no longer made a difference. I didn't no longer believe that way. Anyway, I have a testimony of the truthfulness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I have a testimony of the truthfulness of the Church of Christ and of the gospel that's contained in the Book of Mormon and the Bible and the Book of Commandments as far as they go. My testimony is that it does make a difference how you believe. I would like to read a little bit now out of the Book of Commandments. This is page 39. Therefore, as many as would believe and were baptized in His holy name. This is verse 17 on page 38. Were baptized in His holy name and endured in faith to the end should be saved. And even as many as were before He came in the flesh from the beginning who believed in the words of the holy prophets who were inspired by the gift of the Holy Ghost, which truly testified of Him in all things, as well as those who should come after, who should believe in the gifts and callings of God by the Holy Ghost, which beareth record of the Father and the Son, which Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost is one God, infinite and eternal, without end. And we know that all men must repent and believe on the name of Jesus Christ and worship the Father in His name and endure in faith on His name to the end, or they cannot be saved in the kingdom of God. And we know that justification through the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is just and true. And we know also that sanctification through the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is just and true to all those who love and serve God with all their mights, mind, and strength. But there is a possibility that men may fall from grace and depart from the living God. Therefore, let the church take heed and pray always, lest they fall into temptation. Yea, and even He that sanctified us also. And we know that these things are true and agreeable to the revelations of John, neither adding to nor diminishing from the prophecies of his book, neither to the Holy Scriptures, neither to the revelations of God which shall come hereafter by the gift and power of the Holy Ghost, neither by the voice of God, neither by the ministering of angels, and the Lord God hath spoken it, and honor and power and glory be rendered to His holy name both now and forever. And again, by way of commandment to the church concerning the manner of baptism, behold, whosoever humbleth himself before God and desireth to be baptized and come forth with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and witness to the church that they have truly repented of their sins and are willing to take upon them the name of Christ, having a determination to serve Him to the end and truly manifest by their works that they have received the Spirit of Christ unto the remission of their sins, then shall they be received and unto baptism into the church of Christ. It does make a difference. And then what else is found in the church of Christ besides the method of entering into the church, the name by which you will be called? But it talks about the duties of the ministry, the authority of the ministry passed down from Jesus Christ, and the duty of the elders, priests, teachers, and deacons, and members of the church of Christ. An apostle is an elder, and is his calling to baptize and to ordain other elders, priests, teachers, and deacons, and to administer the flesh and blood of Christ according to the Scriptures, and to teach, expound, exhort, baptize, and watch over the church, and to confirm the church by laying on of hands and the giving of the Holy Ghost, and to take lead in all meetings. The elders are to conduct the meetings as they are led by the Holy Ghost. The priest's duty is to preach, teach, expound, exhort, baptize, and administer the sacrament, and to visit the house of each member and exhort them to pray vocally and in secret, and also attend all family duties, and ordain other priests, teachers, and deacons, and to take the lead of meetings. But none of these offices is he to do when there is an elder present, but in all cases is to assist the elder. The teacher's duty is to watch over the church always, and to be with them and strengthen them and see that there is no iniquity in the church, neither hardness with each other, neither lying or backbiting, nor evil speaking. And see that the church meet together often, and also see that all members do their duty. Authority. It makes a difference. I want to go now to a reading out of the Book of Mormon. This is Christ speaking unto the people of the church. We're going to begin in chapter 12, page 672. of the third book of Nephi. And I think I'm going to start with the 10th verse. And it came to pass that the disciples whom Jesus had chosen began from that time forth to baptize and to teach as many as did come unto them. And as many as were baptized in the name of Jesus were filled with the Holy Ghost. And many of them saw and heard unspeakable things which are not lawful to be written. And they are taught, and they taught and did minister one to another. And they had all things common among them, every man dealing justly one with another. And it came to pass that they did do all things, even as Jesus commanded them. And they which were baptized in the name of Jesus were called the Church of Christ. And it came to pass that the disciples of Jesus journeying and were preaching the things which they both heard and seen, and were baptizing in the name of Jesus. And it came to pass that the disciples were gathered together, and they were united in mighty prayer and fasting. And Jesus again showed himself unto them, for they were praying unto the Father in his name. And Jesus came and stood in the midst of them, and said unto them, What will ye that I give unto you? And they saith unto him, Lord, we will that thou would tell us the name whereby we shall call this church. And there are disputations among the people concerning this matter. And the Lord said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, why is it that people should murmur and dispute because of this thing? Have you not read the scriptures which say, You must take upon you the name of Christ, which is my name? For by this name shall ye be called at the last day. And whosoever taketh upon him my name and endureth to the end, the same shall be saved at the last day. Therefore, whatsoever ye shall do it in my name. Therefore, ye shall call the church in my name, and ye shall call upon the Father in my name, that he will bless the church for my sake. And how be it my church, save it be called by my name? For if the church be called in Moses' name, then it is Moses' church. Or if it be called in the name of a man, then it be the church of a man. But if it be called in my name, then it is my church, if it so be that they are built upon my gospel. Verily, I say unto you, that ye are built upon my gospel. Therefore, ye shall call whatsoever things ye shall... Therefore, ye shall call whatsoever things ye do call in my name. Therefore, if ye call upon the Father for the church, if it be in my name, the Father will hear you. And if it so be that the church is built upon my gospel, then will the Father show forth his own works in it. But if it be not built upon my gospel, and is built upon the works of men, or the works of the devil, verily I say unto you, they have joy in their works for a season, and by the end cometh. And they are hewn down and cast into the fire, from which there is no return. For their works do follow them, for it is because of their works that they are hewn down. Therefore remember the things which I have told you. Behold, I have given unto you my gospel, and this is the gospel which I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me that I might be lifted upon a cross, that after that I had been lifted upon a cross, I might draw all men unto me. That as I have lifted up by men, even so men be lifted up by the Father to stand before me. to be judged of their works, whether they are good or whether they be evil. And for this cause I have been lifted up. Therefore, according to the power of the Father, I will draw all men unto me, that they may be judged according to their works. And it shall come to pass that whosoever repenteth and is baptized in my name shall be filled. And if he endureth to the end, behold, him will I hold guiltless before my Father at the day when I shall stand and to judge the world. And he shall endure, and he that endureth not to the end, the same is he that is also hewn down and cast into fire, from which they can no more return, because of the justice of the Father. And this is the word which he hath given unto the children of men. And for this cause he fulfilleth the words which he hath given, and he lieth not, but fulfilleth all his words. And no unclean thing can enter into his kingdom. Therefore, nothing entereth into his rest, save it be those who have washed their garments in my blood, because of their faith and the repentance of all their sins and their faithfulness to the end. Now this is the commandment. Repent, all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me, and be baptized in my name, that ye may be sanctified by the reception of the Holy Ghost, that ye may stand spotless before me at the last day. Verily, verily I say unto you, this is my gospel. And ye know the things that ye must do in my church. For the works which ye have seen me do, that shall ye also do. For that which ye have seen me do, even that shall ye do. Therefore, if ye do these things, blessed are ye, for ye shall be lifted up at the last day. So my brothers and sisters, it makes a vital difference what is found in the Church of Christ. It must be built upon the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have just read what is contained in His gospel, that we must come unto Him. We must come unto Him with a repentant heart and make a covenant with Him in the waters of baptism and endure to the end. We must keep His commandments, which He's given us. And we must call ourselves after His name. For if we call ourselves after the name of a man, we're not Christ. So brothers and sisters, it is important what we do. It is important what is found in the Church of Christ. We must resist the tendencies of man to change the gospel, to change it to be acceptable unto man. We must live the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ that He has given us and follow after His word, every word, even that word of being called by His name. And when we're in His church, we must pray to the Father in His name, not only for ourselves and for our brothers and sisters, but we must pray for those that are out in the world, praying that we would be able to be an influence on their lives, that through our example we might draw people unto Christ. Not that they see the works that we do, but that they see the works that Jesus Christ does through us. So it is important. It's vitally important that we base our lives and our beliefs on the gospel of Christ and change not. Resist the temptations that have been spoken of in the recent sermons. Resist the temptations to do wrong, to do evil, and to make ourselves acceptable to where we will be able to stand at that last day before our Savior and His Father. And hear the words that we can enter into His rest, to His peace that we sung about even this evening. That sweet peace, the gift of God's love. So my brothers and sisters, my testimony to you is that Christ lives. My testimony to you that He is working within His church. And my testimony to you is that the church of Christ will endure to the end. We must make it so that we are found in that church at the last day. My brothers and sisters, I ask that you would pray for me, that I would be able to be a strong spokesman for Jesus Christ. And I ask that you would pray for me, that my faith in Him would not diminish one bit. And my prayers are always for you. My prayers are that together we could grow closer to Jesus Christ. And that one day Jesus would come. I know that He will come. And I know that He will establish Zion. I just pray that we all would be part of it. Thank you.